Module 7, dealing with the customer over the phone. When you eliminate one of your five senses, your other senses tend to become sharper. This is an important fact to consider when working with a customer over the phone. Since you cannot see the customer, nor they you, the audio aspects of the interaction become magnified, including such aspects as your tone of voice and any noises occurring in the background on either side of the line. Listen to the customer's complaint. The value of listening cannot be overestimated. However, listening involves more than simply hearing the words the customer says. Developing the skills of active listening can make sure you can not only hear the words your customers say, but it can also help you understand your customers' concerns on a deeper level, as well as being the first step towards building a rapport with your customers. Here are the different aspects of active listening. Use minimal encouragers. Encouragers are short words or phrases that indicate to a speaker that you are paying attention to what they are saying. Words, phrases, and sounds such as yes, go on, so what happened next, etc. Encourage speakers to continue speaking. You can overdo this, however, or you run the risk of disrupting communication through interruption. Repeat key phrases. This is another way to encourage the speaker to continue and to make them feel heard. Here's an example. The speaker says, "Yesterday I went to the store to buy a loaf of bread." The listener can combine a repetition of a key phrase with an encourager. A loaf of bread. Okay, go on. Paraphrase and summarize the speaker's key points. So what I'm hearing you say is, offer empathy. That must have been really tough, or I could see why you would be angry. Stay in the moment and listen fully. It might be tempting to interrupt because you've anticipated what else the customer's going to say. Keep in mind, however, that while you may have heard the same issue over and over from different customers, your interaction with this customer is a unique experience with a unique individual. Even if their experience is exactly like what everyone else has told you throughout the day, this customer may need to fully articulate their experience in order to feel heard. Listening fully also involves taking note of volume and tone of voice and pace of speech. These indicate the emotional state of your customer. Higher volume, tone, and pace indicate an arousal emotion, enthusiasm, perhaps, but also anger, frustration, or anxiety. Context matters. Keeping a pen and pad of paper handy to write down any questions or thoughts you might have can counter the temptation to formulate a response as the speaker is talking. However, this can take you out of the immediate moment and out of actually listening to the customer. Use this strategy sparingly when an issue is particularly complex. Think of it as taking notes on what the speaker is telling you. Probe with open-ended questions. Open-ended questions are the opposite of closed-end questions, which can be answered in a word. For example, were you able to log in? Close-ended question with a yes or no answer. Versus, when you entered your username and password and hit enter, what did the screen show? Open-ended question with a more involved answer. Be genuine. Active listening is not about using vocal and communication tricks to give the illusion that you care. Active listening means you are fully present in the interaction and that you truly care about what the customer is going through. Build rapport. Active listening is only the first step toward building rapport with your customer. A rapport is a state of harmony between you and another person or group. Here are some strategies toward building a rapport. Address the other person by name early and reinforce that where appropriate. While addressing a person by name can come across awkwardly if overdone, too much in this case is better than not enough. Have a smile in your voice. When you smile as you speak, you insert a note of positivity into the interaction. However, a fake smile can communicate sarcasm instead, which brings us to our next point. Using we language to indicate the collaborative nature of the interaction. Remember that as a customer service representative, you are acting as a partner with your customer to find a solution to a problem. Employ, selectively, non-threatening icebreakers and small talk topics. Politics and religion are subjects to avoid. Remember that making small talk isn't always the best approach, especially if your customer sounds excessively angry or impatient. Be honest and genuine. If you truly do not know the answer to a question, be upfront about that, but also demonstrate a willingness to find that answer. Using specifics helps. Demonstrate empathy and actively listen. Speaking with an even pace and in a lower tone of voice helps to build a rapport. Be attentive to silence. Prolonged silence can be uncomfortable for some people, but a short silence allows you the opportunity to digest what the customer is telling you, and it indicates to the customer that you are thinking about what they said. Show agreement with the customer when you do genuinely agree, but after acknowledging agreement, express specifically why you agree. If you must disagree with a customer, give your reasons first before expressing disagreement. Be polite in your interactions. You can offer compliments when genuine, but don't overdo it. Avoid offering criticism. Instead, offer alternatives in the form of a question. What if we tried this? Do not respond with negative words or emotions. When working in the customer service field, you will frequently encounter negativity from your customers. If you respond with negative words or emotions, this can reinforce that negativity. While responding with empathy often requires that you acknowledge a customer's negative emotions, your choice of words can set the tone for the remainder of the conversation. For example, to acknowledge that your customer has had a frustrating experience, using the word challenging rather than frustrating, can communicate that the problem is a solvable one rather than insolvable. Offer a verbal solution to your customer. Offering a solution or a range of solutions helps to diminish a customer's anxiety because this provides specific information. People like to know where they stand in a situation. By offering verbal solutions, you speak to this need. When you offer your solutions, make sure to be specific and set realistic expectations. When offering a range of solutions, indicate your preferred solution and why it's preferred. Confirm that your customers are on board by asking, "Does this work for you?" If the answer is no, probe further to determine your customer's objections. Case study. Teresa works in a call center for a cable service provider. One day she received a phone call from Frank, who was frustrated because he had bought a pay-per-view movie, but was charged twice for it on his bill. Teresa listened to Frank describe his reaction to opening his bill and finding it was more than he had planned for because of the extra charge. He didn't have enough money to pay his bill on time if the charge stood. Teresa replied, "Yes, Frank, I can understand why you feel concerned about paying too much, especially since you can't afford it." Teresa knew that it would take a minute to find the extra charge in Frank's account records. She said, "I'll just need to look at your account and see if we can remove the extra charge. It might take a minute. I see that you're calling from Cleveland. How's the weather been lately?" Frank and Teresa discussed the weather while Teresa looked at Frank's account and saw that he had been charged twice. She said, "You're right, Frank, you have been double charged. I'm sorry you had to experience that. It looks like I am unable to remove the charge at this time, but what I can do is add a credit to your bill." She told him what the bill was without the extra charge and asked if he could afford to pay that. Frank confirmed this. "So," Teresa said, "if I apply the credit to your bill, that should put you up to date once you've paid the remainder. Will that work for you?" Frank said yes, and Teresa asked if there was anything else she could help Frank with today. Frank said no, thanked her, and hung up.